is up, YQR? My name is Kenya.
And my name is Haley.
And we are here to tell you that Regina's not that shitty.
Because it's not.
Yeah.
It can be pretty deadly.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Okay.
If you make it.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, this episode, we always like to showcase things, events, restaurants, shit happening in Regina, basically.
Music.
We always have music. Music's yes. good. But this episode is similar to a special edition episode, yes. and it is on the Regina Summer Bash.
Which is awesome. And it goes on for a couple days.
Yeah. So it's very similar to a Cathedral Village Arts Festival vibe in a sense. Yeah. It doesn't showcase the arts necessarily, but it is like a festival put on by a community association every year. This one is, I'd say, more directed towards family projects and kids,
and
movie
cultural
nights,
things.
Cultural experiences.
Sports.
So it's similar mm-hmm. in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
This year is going to be a little bit bigger and badder and better because it's only their second year.
Oh yeah.
And Josh and Jack, the J's, the J squares, are gonna come and talk to us tell us all about Regina Summer Bash. So if you're interested in attending or want to check it out or want to know more about it or want to know the people putting it on, they lay it all out on the line for you.
Yes. Just Google Summer Bash Regina and you will find it.
That's what we did.
Before we talked to them.
And so, like I said, we like to feature a musician. Our musician for this episode is Poor Nameless Boy.
Poor Nameless Boy. And he is a indie folk artist.
Yeah, and phenomenal. I love his music. I've actually been listening to it since my coffee shop days in high school. He would come in sometimes, even recorded a music video there, actually.
He's very good. Yeah, it's not party music, but people who listen to indie music know that it's not really party
music. Yeah, it's chill, it's calm, it's nice. So this is Poor Nameless Boy.
Hard way down on a different team in a nearby town. Oh, we still keeping score. 'Cause I've been right and wrong before. We could argue up all night, pointing our fingers, spinning our time. We could be saving all of our time. 'Cause I could write a book about your lies, and you could write a book about mine.
All right, so we are here with Jack and Josh, the double J's of the Summer Bash, and they're going to tell us a little bit about what this is.
Yeah, so why don't you introduce yourselves? Tell us how you got the job.
My name's Josh Anderson. Me and Jack are both from Regina, but we moved out to UBC Okanagan. We got the job because Jack's cousin Adam, messaged him on Facebook, looking for two people to take over for this job. And yeah, he knew us through
we had done some work before with him, kind of. Some local stuff, some community work
at
high school.
Yeah, we did some fundraisers at our high school. And
okay, yeah, cool.
They're kind of your thing.
They're kind of our
thing.
Saying.
You're
kinda
like
party wearing planners. The t-shirt. It's no big deal.
Yeah, they both have t-shirts on. You can't see it, but they are repping hard.
Shout out Nightlife WC.
Yeah, exactly.
So what exactly is Summer Bash? Because I see it on Facebook, and I'm not really sure what it is because it's new.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so like Summer Bash, a lot like when we talk about it to people who haven't really heard about it, what we like to kind of compare it to is the Cathedral Village and like the Arts Fest as well as Folk Fest. So we have a lot of free stuff. Well, kind of in a way like that, but in other
free
ways
stuff?
It's different. Oh yeah, the
free
whole
stuff, free stuff.
The just whole kidding. Event is free. Like we have dino bouncers, we have activities for kids. What else do we have? We have concerts, we have food.
We have like a lot of activities and performances, but we also do like a lot of like educational stuff. Like we have like an indigenous pavilion and like a cultural stage with it, so like a kind of like a mini mosaic almost. And then we get a lot of like nonprofit and charity groups come out and kind of like allow them to advocate for themselves, kind of thing. So yeah.
And how long is it?
Summer Bash?
Yeah.
10 to 6, so yeah. eight hours long.
Yeah.
So it's all
one day.
One day.
Full day.
We have,
day
we have a few separate events, but the Summer Bash itself is August 25th from 10 to 6.
I heard there was like six movies playing.
Yeah.
You play them all in the one day?
No.
So we got a six movie nights. Yeah. Movie nights in the park coming up starting next Thursday, and it's just every other Thursday leading up to the event.
Summer Bash.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where is it exactly?
Fairchild Park.
In Harbor Landing.
Okay, yeah. So this event takes place entirely in Harbor Landing. It's for the Community Association, right? Mm-hmm. So it is similar in a sense that Cathedral Village Arts Festival really wanted that community really wanted to show off their community. You're kind of trying to do the same.
Yeah, but we're not restricted to Harbor Landing. Like we're trying to.
Yeah,
we're
not trying to be like a niche kind of event. We appeal to like the whole city. We're not trying to add. Like obviously, we want to advocate. Harbor
totally.
Landing is a beautiful area. But we don't do it like for the
Harbor
Landing area.
Landing.
We really do it
yeah.
to try to bring the whole city together. And yeah.
Very cool. So can you tell us a little bit about the movies that'll be being played these Thursdays and what time they start at?
Yeah, so it's Jack's specialty.
So. Yeah, so the movies, like a lot of them, we're trying to keep them kind of PG-13 so that like the whole family can come out and watch them.
Cool.
Yeah. There's a few, like we have a few bigger ones.
We should do late night ones, like after the first movie, just for adults.
Yeah, probably our least PG-13 would be
Avengers
Endgame.
We're super pumped for that. So starting next Thursday, it's Bumblebee, which is that Transformers movie.
Oh.
I thought it was terrible, but apparently it's actually really good. Oh. It's like 95% on Rotten Tomatoes or something like that.
Oh. I haven't even seen it.
Yeah,
so
I didn't know that.
Sometimes Rotten Tomatoes is bullshit.
That is also true.
Yeah. True Rotten Tomatoes. I don't like them anyway.
Usually when they like advocate high for a movie like that, it's like
it's usually not that bad. But
that's true, but sometimes they've made really good movies with a very low
score.
Oh,
absolutely.
That's very true.
Absolutely.
That's
you're
very
like,
true.
Come on. I love that movie, my heart.
It's definitely both sides, because when they do well, people are like, oh, this movie's sick. But then when like the movie's good and like they do bad, they're like, oh, Rotten Tomatoes is nothing. Like,
right?
But
I like it when it's convenient.
It's supposed to be pretty good. There are some pretty good ratings for it. I honestly have no idea. I was never really a huge fan of Transformers.
Yet, so.
Right.
Yeah,
but
what do you do if it rains?
We have some backup dates planned, but usually like...
Stick it out.
We've been pretty good with the rain. Like we haven't.
What
had,
about
like,
your tech stuff? Like a tarp?
We
a tent?
Yeah, it's like I think it has a tent.
Mm.
Honestly, I don't know. This is our first year doing this.
Okay, yeah.
There's too many technical questions.
Well,
we
check the forecast, and if the forecast called for rain, we'd have some backup plan. Like we could put it under like a tent or something.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But honestly, like. We probably won't reschedule unless there's like a hurricane or like a flood.
All right.
So
be there Thursdays for the next
couple months.
Two and a half months.
Yeah, every other Thursday leading up.
Yeah, and then after Bumblebee is Jumanji, like
the new one.
I've seen
it.
Yes,
yeah.
I like that one.
I like that one.
Yeah.
You got to make it out to one.
Yeah, you guys should come. Yeah.
Maybe we'll bring our sign.
Yeah, what
like
is up, YQ Alley?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
The sign person?
You
can like,
do a podcast at our event.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. That'd be super funny. Or you could MC. We might have like...
No.
No.
I love it.
That's not your thing?
Fuck Haley.
Okay.
She'll do that.
Hard now.
That's cool. No, I get it.
Is kind of not a PG podcast considering these movies.
That's okay. That is
okay. Jack's really happy with that.
I'm pretty vulgar. I'll try and keep it down though.
So what are each of you in charge of then?
We work like in accordance with each other a lot, but we did kind of split the roles up a little bit just to divide and conquer a bit. I'm more focused on the main event, like Summer Bash, like the main festival on August 25th.
And then I'm doing movie nights and our other event, which we haven't talked about, but it's Summer Market. So it's like a trade show.
Okay.
Yeah. So
what's the Summer Market? It's not the same day as Summer Bash, but
no.
It was last year.
Last year we had a tough time logistically running them both at the same time because they're both huge events. So we figured it'd be better if we could just split them up and then we could also draw crowds that want to do each thing. Like if we host Summer Market, we want people to come and shop and like experience these awesome vendor booths that are coming from like Saskatoon, Regina, Moose Jaw. All these local places.
Yeah, we had some complaints from vendors because like Summer Bash, like the day itself is just this day where families
free.
Can like come out. Yeah, everything's free. People weren't bringing money. People weren't really coming to shop. So vendors were kind of upset at the like targeted situation. Crowd they had coming out. So yeah, we just wanted to make it better
that
for them.
Sense.
And
yeah.
Are they all from Saskatchewan, all the vendors?
We had a few from
like Winnipeg like
oh,
BC.
Okay.
But like we post them all over, like, so vendors can come if they want to apply. I mean, we'll probably give you guys the link if you want to share
yeah.
it. But
yeah.
No,
sure.
we actually did a poll about it. 46% of our vendors weren't from Regina from
oh, really?
Last
yeah.
year. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
do you pay for the booth?
Yeah. It's yeah. we would be pretty much the same price as Cathedral Village Arts Fest. I think theirs are $130 depending on if you're
yeah from
what?
The area or
yeah.
not. Yeah.
And ours are $150, so.
Yeah, cool. Can you tell us some of the vendors that are going to be there?
Do
we know specifics?
We
did you bring flashcards?
I did not bring flashcards, but me and Josh on Cathedral Village Arts Festival, instead of enjoying the arts festival, we went and talked to every single
you
booth that was
me,
there.
You didn't talk to me, I was
there. I don't remember talking. Actually, we might have.
Well, there was a small problem that there was like that
yeah,
hurricane.
A torrential hurricane.
Oh, yeah.
The two
yeah.
people beside me, but you
oh,
never
really?
Came into my booth. Yeah,
really?
Because I saw the papers, so I know how it is.
Oh,
whatever.
Man.
No, it's
sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, what is up, YG?
I guess we'll comp you a booth for the
No, it's her booth for her jewelry.
Oh, well,
does
your,
run a
does your jewelry booth want
to
come to Summer Market?
I'm gone, actually, that week, and I was thinking about it.
But, yeah,
did.
No, we like, peddled at all the at the Cathedral Village Arts Festival and got, like, I don't know, like, 70 business cards from, like, people
oh.
there.
Oh, yeah?
Nice.
So, one of the big names from there, I don't know if he was that big, but it was, like, airbrushed portraits. I don't
oh.
know if you saw that guy, Kelly.
I didn't, but I've heard of him.
Yeah, and he's coming. We have a bunch of, like, kind of franchises like Tupperware and like Magnolia and Vine, but we also have a bunch of local people doing it.
Local artists.
Yeah.
yeah.
Very
yeah.
cool.
We're very excited.
Yeah, no
I
kidding.
I like Tupperware.
Who doesn't? Kaylee right?
likes Tupperware.
I
Tupperware
keeps
has
your
a,
stuff
it's
a
so
lifetime warranty and they mean
exactly.
it. So
that's why it's so damn expensive.
Yeah. So you said there might be music? Is there music playing?
There's a concert.
At like Summer Bash?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we have so we have stages, right? So we have a kid stage and a cultural stage. So obviously the cultural stage will be like mosaic performances, so like dances and like some of the performances you'd see if you go to Mosaic. And then yeah, on the kid stage we'll have performances, like we might have some bands and some singers and stuff, but
magicians,
also like, yeah, magicians,
nice,
no. like
hypnotist
thing.
All
we'll
right.
See, yeah.
have you ever been hypnotized, Haley?
I have not.
Okay,
I have.
Have you?
Oh yeah.
What happened? What'd you do? What'd you do?
It was really funny. So, at this fundraiser, me and Jack ran last year. We had the hypnotist come out
Corey
and
J,
give
right?
give kind of like the fundraiser was after school.
Yeah.
And we brought the hypnotist to kind of do a pre-show just to give a taste, you know, and. Jack, me and Jack were backstage getting ready to like announce him, and he's like, "I just need to like warm up. Do any of you like want to try this?" And Jack was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Sleep." And Jack just like passed out.
Really?
He like pulled my arm or something, and then yeah, I
was
just
like
gone.
The freakiest thing.
Wow,
ever
seen
in my
life. Then like I do not remember what he did. He could have like made me walk on my head or like anything, and
did
then
he
I woke
make
up.
Make him dance like a chicken.
I was told not to talk about what happened. No, nothing bad happened.
Like
it was that Jay, I think he could tell that Jack was nervous, so it was kind of really nice. Jack was out and he's like, "You're feeling good. You're feeling
yeah.
happy. You're ready to get
yeah.
the show on the road."
Giving you
really
some
nice.
Good vibes.
yeah.
Okay. What else is happening at Summer Bash? So movies. We got movies.
Summer Market.
So we got the Summer Market. There's the actual Summer Bash event with mm-hmm. the stages. What else is going to be there other than the stages?
We got a lot of cool things. So one of the things we got under wraps right now is one of my buddies who works in an entomology lab in Saskatoon. He's coming down with Wascana Marsh, and they're going to be sitting by that bridge in between Fairchild and Groom Park.
Yeah.
And they're actually going to be doing like tours of the ecosystem around there, like in that marsh.
Oh.
And they'll have like a tank of some of the like organisms that live around there, and
that's
yeah, just
cool.
yeah, just be giving people tours about some of the wildlife that lives in Saskatchewan.
And
so.
He's super
yeah.
excited too because he's
oh,
like
yeah.
a huge
oh,
like,
I bet.
Huge bio nerd.
Yeah.
so,
yeah.
I call him Bug Boy. So.
Bug Boy.
Yeah.
What about food?
Food.
Is there going to be
food? Yeah. There's well, there's food. A free barbecue.
There's a
so,
free barbecue.
Oh,
you're looking,
barbecue.
Free barbecue.
If you're
going
to come
food.
For anything, come for the free food for sure. One other cool thing we're doing this year is like Capes of Hope. If you want to
oh,
talk
yeah.
about that, Jack.
Capes of Hope. Yeah. So we're doing this cool idea, and it's the original idea is to break a world. This isn't related to food at all, but
<That's>
I guess
okay.
we'll get to that in a second.
Sorry about your food question.
it's all good.
But like the idea is to break a world record, and so the record is that you have the most people wearing superhero capes at one time.
Okay, how many do you need, to break?
We need 2,300. Yeah. We're going for 5,000.
Yeah, we're going for 5,000. So we're trying to double the record.
So what day? Like
this is at Summer Bash.
Okay.
And so our idea, our little twist to make it local, is we're contacting all these charities. I have a meeting Friday with like 10 different charity groups. And they're all going to come out and they're going to bring like stickers or like, I don't know, stamps or something to like mark each cape. And then you can like mark the cape with like how, like if you want to stand in solidarity for the Cancer Association, you put a Cancer Association sticker on your cape.
Oh, that's right.
And then so everyone's wearing the capes, everyone's supporting these local charities, everyone's having a good time. We're super excited to see.
So are you handing out the capes?
Yeah, we'll be supplying all the capes. Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you want to bring your own cape, you can do that too.
So you not only get free food, you also get a free cape.
I can use my cape, which I have. Yeah.
Oh, you have a cape. You have a cape. That does not surprise me.
Okay. The one
I
thing
was like, I don't want to know when you use that.
No, you don't.
Yeah. No, you probably don't want to bring your own cape. Capes are very expensive, which is
something
a nice thing we found out.
Capes are expensive. They're not cheap.
Like, it's in our budget.
I went to last year. I was like, I could be a slutty vampire. Like, that's an easy Halloween costume. I have everything but the cape. So that's all. Literally, all I needed was the cape. That's it. And so I went to the store, and it was cheaper to buy a beer costume and some paint and paint Bushwhacker logo onto my beer costume than it was to buy one cape.
That's why you were a mug of beer.
That's why I was a mug of beer.
I mean, that's a better costume.
Yeah, it is. Instead of a sweaty vampire.
Vampires don't play around with their capes either. Like, those capes are for real.
Yeah, those are like velvet, lush,
fancy
capes
silk
with hoods.
Yeah.
So what are the capes made out of?
Probably like toxic Chinese materials.
No, it's gonna be like, plastic tablecloths. Yeah. It'll be
okay. Yeah,
yeah.
That's cute though. Like whatever.
Well, we're just trying to.
Is there different sizes for kids and adults?
Probably not.
No,
everybody gets the same size cape.
We're just trying to.
It's big.
The only thing we're trying to do with them is basically just try to make them blank and have maybe a station where people can decorate them too.
So that
charities who are gonna bring out like their stickers or stamps, yeah, like it's easier for them to see on the
we're thinking
cape.
Maybe like yeah exactly we're thinking like white or something, and you can draw like a Wonder Woman or a Superman or whatever, or Thor, whatever the heck you want to
build your own cape station.
Exactly. It'll be fun. We'll
keep it
time.
PG kids.
Okay, so we got free capes, we got free food, what else? Free movies.
Yeah, movies are free. The other thing with the movies is we're having, like, we partner with the schools, like elementary schools.
Okay.
And then they set up canteens at our event. And then they sell, like, popcorn and chips and water and pop. And then those all go back to the schools. So all the money from that goes back to the schools to, like, pay for sports programming and, like, maintenance in the schools and stuff like
that's
that.
That's awesome.
Just a nice little way to give back to the schools.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool because, like, the point of anything is to bring the community together in these type of events. Yeah. So you guys are really doing that, which
I
definitely
appreciate.
And schools
need money.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Schools need money. The budget cuts this year. God damn, the government. We could get into this if we want.
Oh, boy. Zoink, Scoob.
Let's not.
This is not a politics podcast.
Oh, right.
This is Take It There, Jack and Josh.
Sometimes I forget. So
will there be cotton candy?
I had a meeting last night with the schools, and they were planning to rent, like, they called it candy floss, which I guess is like an old person word for it, but they called it candy floss. They're trying to get candy floss for movie nights, so, you know.
All right.
We have some
popcorn, candy floss, all the basics.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have some food trucks. We bring food trucks out, and we have one already that sells candy, so they might have candy cane.
Yes.
Cotton.
It won't be free, though.
Oh, that's okay.
The food trucks
will be cotton candy. Yeah.
We can pay for that. That's fine.
Yeah, totally.
That's fine. So, for the movie nights,
we're going to go back to this.
We're going to go back because we got a little carried away with cotton candy. It's fine.
There won't be cotton candy at the movie
nights. God damn it.
All we want is cotton candy.
I'll bring my own.
Just a machine of cotton
candy. I'll bring my own machine,
Make a killing, Haley. This is like your next business venture.
Right?
It's only $40 a day from the bomb. Or A1 runs for 40. Yeah, 40 a day.
I'll just
buy
my own.
You can make that back.
$40?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. What are you talking about?
That's like 8 cotton candies, maybe. So for the movie nights, is there anything special that's going to be happening with those themes?
Yeah, so our last one is actually a Bollywood-themed movie.
All right.
And we're, like, super excited to bring this new idea to the community and try it out.
Yeah, it's just something new we're doing this year. Last year, they were kind of just all regular movie nights. We thought it would be cool this year to explore, like, the Bollywood cinema because that's such, like, it's such a big cinema in the world, especially like in that area too.
Yeah,
And
like in Regina too, like it's a large
really
community.
Popularity,
yeah, totally. Like they do these movie nights at the Golden Mile every now and again.
Yeah,
and people they like sell out with these Bollywood and our like air quotes boss, like our the guy we work with, Adam. He knows the guy who runs those, so we're getting a movie that's like. Apparently, it's a big political thing. If you pick the wrong movie, it can really, like, upset people.
So
like
which
actors.
Movie?
Well, not upset people, but people won't come, like, watch it.
Yeah.
Really, but.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because they just don't like the movie or because they think you're jackasses for playing?
Probably both.
Okay.
Look at these white boys playing a Hollywood movie.
Can you tell us what it's called?
I think it's called Bajrangi Bhaijaan.
Wow, that was
actually really good.
I was like.
Excellent.
But I'm not going to lie. I'm like half East Indian. Could not.
I'm half East Indian.
Yes.
I'm half Punjabi. Let's go.
So we're super excited.
Yeah, no, it's cool. We're going to try to get some
cultural
like, we'll also try to get some, like, people out teaching, like, Bollywood dancing, too. And, like, maybe, who knows.
A little
like,
more
by the end of the
night,
get a performance on our stage, you know.
Yeah, see what happens.
Just like a free for all dancing. That'd be so much fun.
Dance battle for the VIP seats.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Oh my gosh, you guys should do like a kids' talent show on the kids' stage.
What?
Wow, that's sweet.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah. I used to like do a kids' camp, just saying.
Kids camp. Do you want contact your people?
Okay.
Do you want a job?
Yeah. Do you want a job? What are you doing right now? Yeah, no, that'd be really fun because I want to see little kids dance. So favorite. That's
kids
my
love it.
Oh my gosh, so funny.
So much confidence.
Kids love the spotlight.
Totally.
Oh
yeah, for sure.
I want the spotlight.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah. volunteers. So you guys are obviously paid positions. You
get
to do this. That's kind of
cool. Yeah, I guess we got to be there. Hey.
Yeah.
But you two can't just run this.
No.
No offense. You seem great.
Only forearms between us.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Yeah.
So who else is kind of involved with putting up stuff, helping out with that kind of
JDC?
Well, yeah, we got it's kind of spread like how we find volunteers. Like we got a volunteer application up on our website if people want to join. And we kind of just ask around. Maybe some of the sports clinics or charity groups we bring out, they might bring in some volunteers.
Offer some volunteers.
But like we also contact like a place like JDC West, like their business school. They're bringing out some volunteers.
Do you still need volunteers?
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah,
can,
we're always welcome.
You can say your website.
Yeah, summerbash.ca if you're looking to be a volunteer.
And what's all your social media?
So you can reach us on YQR. All of them at summerbashyqr.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Summerbashyqr, that's easy to remember.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you, do you take donations?
I mean, we take sponsorships, yeah.
Right.
But we've never really, like, we like to kind of, like, if you give us something, we want to
give
you
something
back.
Right. That's
fair. Yeah, we're not for profit. We're not doing this for us. We're just trying to break even and bring the community together. So, I mean, if you want to give us money, like, we want to give you something, too. Like.
Yeah.
That's fair.
It's a win-win
okay.
for everyone.
Yeah.
Jack, what are you most excited for?
What am I most excited for? Because I'm organizing the movie nights. I'm, like, really excited to see how the Bollywood night turns out.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, a super cool idea, especially because such a large portion of Regina is, like, from that region that would enjoy Bollywood cinema.
Yeah.
So we're, like, super excited to see that, how it'll turn out. At least I am.
You're like, I am ready. And what about for yourself, Josh?
Yeah, movie nights for sure. I'm definitely excited to see some of these movies, like Bumblebee I haven't seen yet. I'm excited to see that. Summer Bash, I'm really excited for, like, all the fun activities we have. I'm excited for sports. Why, like, sports has been something that's been really big in my life for sure. So
totally.
It's going to be cool to get all these, like, sports organizations coming out and, like, doing, like, sports clinics to people who might not usually get the chance to
try
those sports.
Yeah.
Which sports are coming out?
Well, we haven't talked to everyone yet, but we're hoping to get, like, handball, ultimate frisbee,
yeah.
like, flag football, football.
I play
anyone.
Ultimate, I can help you out.
He plays friggin'
Is that how I know you?
I play Team Sass calls me frisbee, not a big deal.
Oh, I don't. I don't.
God.
How about flag football?
Yeah, play probably.
We'd love to get flag football.
I highly recommend it. They're one of the biggest. Actually, I think they are the biggest flag football association in Canada.
Yeah.
Well,
like Saskatchewan or Regina.
I know.
Such a weird place.
They just started their women's league too this year, right?
Yes.
That would be awesome to get them out.
I was a ref for flag football for like 3 years.
Is this for everyone or just mainly the kids?
I mean,
do you know
I guess
Scott?
Parents could. I know Mike Thomas.
Okay.
I don't know Scott. No.
He's like the best flag football ref for Regina.
Okay.
He got down to Panama.
Wait. Does he have glasses?
Yeah.
Oh, I totally know this guy. He came one day and he like ref babysat me. So he like watched me ref and he's like, this is why you suck. This is why you're bad. You need to be better.
Scott will love a shout out. Hi, Scott.
Has glasses. It's such a vague.
I think it's the right. I don't know.
He's really thin and tall and has glasses.
This was also like friggin' 3 years ago. So, but
it was probably him.
Probably. Yeah,
it was probably him. Yeah. That's so cool. Yeah. Anything else? Any other clinics? We know that there's people coming out for the sports and
we actually have someone already signed up. They're doing a dance clinic. It'd be cool to get like all types of stuff. Like we'll probably it'd be cool to get like art clinics and like things like that, music clinics, like
anything.
All that stuff would be
seriously.
Cool. We're not looking for like specific things. We have our activity form like up on our website again. So
lots
we're,
of forms
we're
there,
yeah
so.
If
are they all
cool
free
ideas.
Too?
Yeah, if you come and do an
do
activity,
it.
We're not going to charge you for
yeah,
it.
I think what we're looking for in return is that you do the activity and then you kind of like promote yourself and then maybe you keep a few volunteers around just to help with stuff, cleaning up and whatnot. So, yeah, we'll
see
what happens with
cool.
that.
Cool.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about?
I don't know.
We're putting you on the spot.
Yeah, I have
is there anything we missed?
We're getting
anything
the hook.
You cover?
I thought of something. Oh, Richard Dubois.
Oh, Richard Dubois.
Richard
absolutely.
Dubois.
It's a name.
That is a name.
So Richard Aight. Dubois, he's he's this guy in Regina who's a really, really good artist, and he does a lot of paintings for events. So Waskimo they had recently, they paid him a bunch of money to paint the feeling of Waskimo.
Okay.
So he during Waskimo event would be painting this painting, and then at the end he unveiled it to the crowd. And it was just this like amazing painting. So what we're trying to do this year is
take it to the absolute maximum.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got Richard Dubois.
Yeah, times 150.
Sweet.
But ours is gonna be theirs was just like a normal like I don't know like 3 foot by 4 foot canvas. Ours our goal is like 20 feet by 20 feet.
So he's
like
huge.
Giant.
Big scale.
Have you talked to him?
No one can fit it through any of their
doors. He's starting probably.
Well, we've got a
few.
The idea is that it's because it's a community event. We want like the community to be a part of it. So he's gonna paint on. Canvas paper, and then he's gonna chop it up, and then everyone kind of like, do you know how Cannot has those tiles?
Yeah,
it's kind of like that, so everyone can come and kind of like customize this artwork, and he's gonna reassemble it.
Not really customize, but like write.
Yeah,
like we'll have questions like, what does community mean to you? What does diversity mean to you?
Right.
And they'll kind of write what they think like diversity means to them, and then at the end we're gonna put them all together and hang them somewhere in the city. Where it can just be there forever, and it'll just like be the feeling of Summer Bash that year, and all these people coming together talking about like what diversity means to them.
That's
we're
pretty
super
cool.
Excited.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, we're super excited.
And he's an amazing artist.
Oh
I'm
yeah,
really
his stuff's
to
super
see
awesome.
He does. Yeah,
Richard Dubois is awesome.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for
we learned a lot. I did not realize it was this big and this involved. I just thought it was kind of something they put on.
I've
just
never heard of it.
The shits and gigs.
Yeah.
We had like what
that's
we
what
like
we're here for.
10,000 people last year, and even that was like a low ball.
14,000.
Well, actually. Because we've set up some
you
precautions.
Have buses.
Yeah,
shuttle
we have a
buses.
Busser.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they have shuttle buses
and a
yes.
bike valet.
Yeah.
So yeah, all we're right. excited. Yeah. So Southland Mall, I think that's where the bus is gonna pick you up, and there's also a
pick
route
up and drop off
in
yeah.
Harbor Landing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Neat.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
And then bike valet, if you have a bike, bike to the event, and then we'll store your bike for you.
That's
we'll
pretty cool.
Yeah.
About that
I must say that's like so necessary.
Yeah,
like
totally.
Honestly, I wish every place had a bike valet.
Yeah.
I do, because I would probably bike more. I have an expensive bike.
Okay,
you know how many
can't use
there
the thing.
Are?
I've never seen your bike.
It's over there.
Okay,
like literally in
bike
that room.
Session.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we'll take a look at it after the
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, we'll go check it out.
I want to see this bike you're bragging about.
Yeah, we have it. We have it here. We'll look at my bike. It's very exciting. Very exciting. Maybe I'll ride it to Summer Bash. You never
oh,
know.
Oh, okay. What? Right. With the sign.
Well, if you're bringing your dog.
My dog's a shit. I'm not going to bring my dog.
Your dog is so good.
Compared to your dog, yes. Yeah. But he's still a shit. All right. Well, thanks for being here with us, Jack and Josh, Double J.
Yeah, thank you.
J squared,
so
yeah.
Yeah, J love squared.
It. Thanks for having us. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
I love this podcast, too.
Bye. Do you, though?
Oh, man. Fan for years.
Fan for years.
Love it.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
I wrote a poem about you. Slid off my winter boots and the delivery can wait. Set my morning alarm, change the oil in my car. I'll stop talking for once and sing along to the radio. Sing along to the radio. I'll get used to staying home, lonely.
And that was Jack and Josh.
Heck yeah.
They told us everything we need to know about Summer Bash.
And it sounds bitchin'.
Yeah, maybe you'll come and find us there. You might even be there.
We with our sign.
Yeah, because every week there's a movie, and then they do the big Summer Bash event, and then the next weekend they do a big kind of farmer's market, craft market
thing.
Got a
bunch of merchants and
stuff
there.
Yeah, so we'll be at one of those.
Yes, things. I really want to check out the park movie. I've always wanted to go into a drive-in theater.
Oh, yes.
And I've, yeah.
I know.
Never
it's
gone.
Poor Regina. We don't have one. We'll have to go to Wolseley.
They reopened the one in Saskatoon not too long ago.
Oh, really?
I think last year they reopened it.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, the Twilight Drive-In or whatever in Wolseley's only like an hour and 15 minutes away.
Yeah, a movie's an hour and 15 minutes long.
You're like, is it worth it? You go for a doubleheader and then it makes it worth
there
it.
There you go.
Yeah, go do that.
All right.
But yeah. Don't go do that because you're going to go check out Regina Summer Bash.
Yeah, go to that other one another time.
Yeah, because there's movies in the park all summer in Harbor Landing.
Bring your blanket. Bring some snacks.
Yeah, bring some snacks.
Snacks.
We want to give out another thank you to Poor Nameless Boy for being our featured artist for this
phenomenal featured artist.
Make sure you check him out. He has shows all the time. He's from Regina. It's great, awesome. Do it. All the social media.
Listen up.
Linda, listen.
You must listen.
Go on our Facebook or our
did we say volunteer for
not yet.
Shit.
Go on to our social media. And then check out their social media.
Hit us up on the meads.
And then that'll be good. So one thing we like to do at the end of every episode is tell you how you can be a better person.
Yes, better human being in society.
Go do something with your life, aka volunteer yourself.
Get out there, meet new people, do something fun. And it'll make you feel good.
Yeah, and Regina Summer Bash is always looking for volunteers, so lucky for you.
There's openings.
Yeah, just for you. So make sure you go and help them out, especially if you're in the area. Like, Harbor Landing's huge. It's dense. There's university students that probably need volunteer hours. I don't know if it's the summer, but there's summer classes, right?
Yeah.
But,
well, there are some courses that require you to take a certain amount of volunteer hours.
Yeah.
And even if you don't live in the area, how big is Regina really? How long does it take you to get from one side to the other? Go
and then
and
you
help.
Get to do all the events for free, even though they're free anyways.
Yes. Free food.
Free food. Yeah. It'll be great. And so just remember, if you have something interesting to tell us, or if you're a Regina-based musician, or
if you
want to comment on our podcast, don't message us.
Want to tell us that we're beautiful.
Yeah. Just remember, our email is whatisupyqr@gmail.com. You can check us out on Instagram at whatisupyqr and Facebook.
No,
what is
Twitter.
YQR. Yeah, Twitter sucks.
Yeah.
Anyways, this
That's
is
about it.
two broke girls who acquired a microphone.
And that's how this happened.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Put your cold hands inside your warm sweater pockets. We wait on telephones. Walls of local art give it a vibe of its own. I've been meaning to spark a conversation. Catch up and slow down. You can feel the hustle. Grab a table for two by the fireplace. No, ma'am, I don't need room in my coffee cup. I'm a plain old boy who hates hazelnut. Spark a conversation. I've been meaning to spark a conversation. We need to catch up and slow down. 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 Catch up and slow down.